Talk about the Greens, that bunch of idiots.
Hey there, Climactic Collective listeners.
I'm Emerald Moon.
And I'm Tom Bella.
And together we host Serious Danger,
a podcast about Australia's broken political system and its greatest threat,
the Australian Greens.
It's a show about green politics in Australia.
The kind of politics that puts people and the planet before profit.
We talk to cool and interesting people about fighting for good shit, like taxing billionaires,
housing for all,
workers' rights,
First Nations justice,
and drugs. Sweet, sweet, sweet drugs.
Join us on Serious Danger every Sunday. You can subscribe to us anywhere you get podcasts.
You can find us on Patreon. We're at Serious Danger AU on the socials, or just head to seriousdangerpod.com.
That's Serious Danger with me, Emerald Moon.
And me, Tom Ballard. Do you think we need something at the end there? Go Greens.
Welcome to the Sustainable You podcast with your hosts, Jackie Kidman and Lisa Wisdom. Self-proclaimed urban hippies, waste warriors, and passionate women. Tune in for practical information and inspiration on how to reduce your impact on the environment and become a more sustainable you.
Before we begin, Lisa and Jackie would like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of country throughout Australia and the places on which we record our podcast. We pay our respects to elders past, present, and emerging.
Hi everyone, and welcome to this episode of the Sustainable You podcast. It's so exciting to be back here recording in person with Jackie.
Get to gaze across the room to each other's eyes.
Yeah, it's so lovely. It just adds a totally different dynamic, I think, to that stilted Zoom Zencaster combo.
Yes, good that we've got that option, but it is I do feel much more comfortable having these chats and being able to sit right next to you.
Yeah, so. 1.5 metres away from me. And so we've come together today to talk to you about the laundry.
Yeah, we're going back to basics a little bit. Last year we had one of our SYP community contact us, Valerie. So thank you, Valerie. And she sort of said she wanted to find out a bit more information about the laundry, how to make that greener.
Mm-hmm.
So we've kind of gone back to basics of what we did when those first few episodes. I think that we've kind of grown so much, and we're talking to so many like experts and in different areas that to a degree, sometimes I sort of forget about those basics.
Yeah.
But they're so important as well. Like,
yeah, you know, especially when you're bringing people along from your community that might not be doing anything right now. Like, we need to kind of just make it easy to kind of switch small things at a time.
Mm.
So
yes.
Here's a few easy switches and easy kind of ideas that we've come up with.
Yeah. So greening up your laundry. Lisa and I, we're busy working mums. The average household does over 400 loads of washing a year.
Oh my God.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Have a think about that.
And I do say that. All I do is wash.
Well, if you think you've got, that's four loads a week, isn't it?
Four.
Yeah, like 52 weeks of the year, something like that.
Maths wasn't my strong suit. How many loads a year?
400 loads a year.
Well, that's more than one a day. That is.
Yeah, that's 300 and, oh yeah, that's more than one a day. Wow. I don't think I do that much, but I'm obviously below average.
Clearly. I definitely wash a lot, but I'm not sure that I wash 400 in a year.
Mm. Interesting. Which equates to over 10,000 litres of water.
Mm. It's a big impact.
It's a big impact. So it's probably one that we should have talked about earlier, but here we are. So what's your thoughts? Do you think that, here's a little pop quiz.
Yep.
Front loader or top loader, do you think that's more, which one do you think is more sustainable?
Definitely front loader.
Mm-hmm.
And I know this because we had to shop for a new washing machine a few years ago, and we decided on a front loader because it was way more efficient.
Mm-hmm. So way more efficient in power usage and water usage. I think that's the main thing. And if you've got I don't reckon front loaders have been around for a long time. In terms, I think that the top loader was always the kind of the main one. We had a top loader growing up.
Yeah, same.
Which was always a bonus when you forgot something and you had to chuck it in the top. That's the only downfall I find of a front loader.
Look, I still do that with my front loader.
But then you got to stop it.
And just pause it. So it takes a 2 seconds.
Mine takes longer.
Oh.
Mine takes like 5 minutes to reopen.
What? No. Yeah. Oh, maybe depending on where it is in the cycle. Definitely, I don't do it like halfway through, but if it's 5 minutes in, still sort of semi-filling and spinning a little bit, I just pause it 2 seconds and I chuck one in. And
hope yours is obviously, I think mine's about 15 years old. So yours is obviously.
Mine's 3 years old.
Right. Well, they've come a technology. Long way. Technology has come a long way. That's right. Anyone that probably has one that's pre-1994, they're just not sustainable, whether they're a front loader or a top loader.
Well, good luck, because that's a long time.
But
then again, back then they made them to last, didn't they?
I know. Stuff doesn't last as much anymore. My front loader has actually the door latch has broken twice, and we've just got spare parts and fixed it.
Mm.
Everything else worked perfectly. So, you know, you can still repair. Good old YouTube just taught us how to do that.
Well, that's good.
Mm, good to know. So here's our top tips. The number one very simple rule that we have, we've talked, so I know that we mutually have this.
Yes.
Is that just wear stuff more than once. It doesn't need to be worn unless it's jocks. And there's a bit of debate between Lisa and I about socks. I sort of feel that sometimes I've only worn socks for a couple of hours that I can re-wear them.
Look, there is a big difference between the way you would wear socks and the way that my six-year-old would wear socks.
Yeah.
And when he walks out the next morning and the next morning and the next morning in the same pair of his favourite socks that he's worn to school and basketball training and running around outside and on the trampoline, I know that is time to wash those socks.
Yeah. They're his lucky socks. He doesn't want to give it up.
But good on him for
reusing, just continually wearing and wearing and wearing.
Good
so
on you, mate.
Minimize that, you know, use of once and then straight into the washing machine.
Yeah.
Like jeans are a perfect example too. Like a lot of the jeans companies actually encourage you to just spot clean and try not to wash your jeans.
Mm.
I've heard minimum 2 weeks, but I've actually heard like 6 to 12 months as well of jean washing.
I hardly ever wash my jeans. And sometimes I find like if you've worn them out and they're a bit kind of smelly, you can just kind of hang them up in the air and let them kind of freshen in the air and they're fine. They're not actually dirty.
Yeah. And then what you're washing with. So greening up your laundry detergent. Yeah. So
we have a lot of options here really, don't you?
You do.
Yeah, these days.
So many. Like if you're buying a laundry detergent from the conventional supermarkets, they're very likely that they're filled with kind of toxic chemicals. That's not good for you, not good for your family, and not good for the aquatic ecosystem with that water runoff. Be really conscious about what it is that you're putting into that washing machine. So most people know that I make my own washing powder, but I also sometimes get stuff from bulk
food stores.
Yeah. You know, just as a backup sometimes, I like to just have something there or I just like to try something different.
Mm.
You can chuck in some essential oils to make stuff smell a little bit fresher or different.
And we've shared that recipe before, but just briefly, it's bicarb, citric acid and castile soap.
Yep.
Three ingredients plus essential oils if you want them or if your castile soap doesn't have already a flavor.
a scent. We were talking about soap nuts as well.
Soap nuts or soap berries. I think they're the same.
So you can get these from like most health food shops online.
I got mine from Flora and Fauna just online.
Mm.
They were pretty cheap and they last. Like they go a long way.
Yeah. So soap berries or soap nuts, for people who don't know, it's a little like native nut that's dried and it's you put it into a little cotton bag, put about 5 in there and then you chuck that in with your load of washing and then that will
Yeah, like they sud up. They get really soapy in the wash. Now, yeah. we were talking about, do you need warm water to make that happen or cold? I've only ever washed with cold. And in fact, I don't have the hot water tap hooked up to my washing machine. So I know even if we choose a hot cycle by mistake, it's only going to be cold water. Mm. And I've looked in there and I've seen them. They're soapy and it's, yeah, they're quite good.
Mm.
They're definitely not as efficient at getting out of stains, I reckon, but that's where you can spot clean stains using other
yeah, products. Which I just showed you.
You did.
I showed you my little, I've got this stain remover from, again, from Flora and Fauna. It's called Tough Stuff and it's almost like a round kind of bar of soap and it's got like a lemon eucalyptus scent in it and it's a little mesh kind of bag or knit around it.
Like a crocheted kind of.
Yeah. And you just rub it onto the spot stains with some water and you just chuck it into the wash. And I'm like so impressed. Stains that I've been trying to get out with using, you know, like a neat version of the like direct the bicarb, like the powder or paste. Yeah. I'd make a paste and stuff. That you just use that, like, you know, the dirt on the sleeves and around your collars and stuff. Amazing. Like, I can't rave about it enough.
It's like the natural sard wonder stick.
Yes. Yes. There you go. But we can, if you follow on I'll put it onto maybe Facebook or Instagram or something so it's there as a reference for people as well. On that, when you're talking about the cold wash, to be greener, like, I mean, you might not be ready to switch your laundry powder and to do all that, but just by cutting out the hot water, you will reduce your CO2 emissions, your power usage, all that stuff, because it's a lot of energy is used up to heat up water.
Mm.
So with my front loader, I only ever put it onto a 30-minute cycle, and I have it as cold water, and I think it spins out at like 800 revs. I don't know what you call that. I've been doing that for forever, and that would actually reduce it, you know, they say by over 3/4 of your energy consumption when it comes to doing your laundry.
Yeah, so if you don't wash in cold, challenge yourself to now do your next load in cold water and with a lower rev cycle and see if it makes any difference to the results of your washing.
So just to recap a little bit on that, we sort of jumped back and forth around, but really aim for some eco-friendly products. You can obviously make your own detergents. You can make a liquid up with the soap berries as well. There's also these strips that you can use. I got some from actually a local lady that lives, I think, just near me. It's like a little soap strip, and you can just chuck that directly into your washing machine. And
it sort of dissolves in the water.
And that was just, it came in a little metal tin.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
And I'm sure that I could probably give it back to her and she would reuse it. Do you know what I mean? Like, I would take it back to the store because she pops into the store directly that I bought them from.
Okay. Because there are more commercial versions of those strips that you can get. Like, I think Valerie was saying that she used them, but she was disappointed to see that they came in a plastic pouch.
Yeah.
If you are going to explore it, then maybe try and do your research and ask the company how they package their stuff.
Good point. So you're just looking for things that don't have a lot of chemicals in them and aren't petroleum-based, because you've got to remember that stuff goes back into our waterways and can cause skin irritations and other health problems. So you want to be really conscious of that. Particularly when I'm doing towels and sheets, I just put a little cupful of cleaning vinegar as a fabric softener.
You are good. I do not use fabric softener ever. My family prefer crunchy, they call them crunchy towels. So they must love the exfoliation factor, or I don't know, the stimulation of rubbing their bodies with a crunchy towel. But yes, I've had complaints if my towels have been too soft. So bring on the no fabric softener. Minimal is best.
Yes. You can also wash by hand. That would obviously reduce waste, but we're not in the 1900s. And I do realise that if you're going to do 400 loads of washing a year, can you imagine? I guess if you've just got one thing.
Yeah.
Are a couple of things, and you know that you need to have them by a certain time.
Yeah.
Wash them by hand rather than just chucking 2 t-shirts into the washing machine and then running a load. Like, you need to make sure the load's full. That's like,
Definitely.
That's a main kind of, you know, overarching rule there, isn't it?
Yeah. And then to dry them.
So we're saying no to your powered clothes dryers.
Yeah.
These are actually just guzzlers of electricity. Say somewhere like America, they reckon that over 70% of houses have a clothes dryer.
What is symbolic of the lifestyle that we've all kind of been growing up accustomed to is like that fast-paced, instant gratification thing of like, yeah, we should be able to wash our clothes at 10 o'clock the night before and have them dry the next morning.
Yeah.
And it's like making a conscious decision to say, no, 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 I'm going to be way more prepared. I'm going to wash earlier if I need to have something ready, and I'll have the time to let it hang and dry naturally and just refuse that.
Isn't that just symbolic of just being sustainable though? Like just what you just said, like regardless of whether we're talking about washing your clothes or using a clothes dryer, being a little bit more sustainable is about being more aware.
Yeah.
So, you know, about timing things a bit better and being prepared and making sure you don't have to buy a plastic bag. Very symbolic anyway, isn't it?
It's just keeps repeating itself everywhere.
Yeah. So clothes dryers, they'll also deteriorate your fabric quality too. So, your clothes won't last as long, which is really, that's one of the things you want to be able to do. You want to be able to wear your clothes as much as possible rather than just wearing something once. We've talked about that a lot.
And different materials will deteriorate faster than others. And we've talked about that a little bit in our fashion episode.
Because it's going through that process of being banged and tossed and all that sort of stuff, it's banging out microplastics as well, which is what most of our fabrics have some sort of microplastic in it, you know, unless you're kind of washing a hemp product. But then, you know, anyway, most of us, the common folk would have...
Yeah, a portion items. of their
even
clothing.
Cotton has some sort of element of microplastics. And if you're washing in with a certain product, it will also have plastics in it too.
Yeah.
So, being conscious about that, but definitely synthetic is basically just plastic. Being really aware, so microplastics, just as a reminder, is where you get teeny tiny microscopic bits of plastic, like strings and stuff. So, obviously, the water then flushes out and goes down to, down to our, you know, aquatic ecosystems that we, the naked eye of a human, can't see, but little tiny little fish can. So that's when they eat that. They think it's food. They eat it.
Yeah, or they breathe it in the water.
Mm. The icebergs of Antarctic even have microplastic in them.
Mm.
So you can get new front loader machines that have that catchment to catch the microplastics.
Like a filter.
Yeah. And then there's also this like ball apparently that can capture like a filter that you can chuck in with your... it's a special one that you can buy. I think they're about between $30 and $40 and you can chuck that in to help eliminate the amount of microplastics that are going out.
Yep.
Personally haven't used that yet, but that's on my list of things to change over the next couple of months. Like we just hang out the clothes on a clothes horse and I just put it either into the warmest room of the house, whether it's summer or winter. So if we're using a heater, the clothes will be on a clothes horse there. If it's summer, obviously put them out under the veranda or on the clothesline. But if you have no option, okay, and you're going to use a dryer, just make sure it's well maintained. So making sure that the filters are cleaned, so that it's actually getting enough air through it so that it's not working overtime and actually having to run for longer.
And if you are hanging your clothes up on the line, then the pegs that you choose to buy next ideally will be a stainless steel peg that will last forever.
I love my stainless steel pegs. They have a good hold.
Yeah, great grip. Oh, yeah, and so they don't really mark my clothes at all the way they're designed.
No. So my clothesline now currently has plastic, timber, like wooden or bamboo or something, and the stainless steel.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just, once they kind of break, the other ones, obviously not the stainless steel, because they're like, that's it. We'll pass them on to our children.
Oh, they're marine grade. They're unbelievable.
Yeah. We'll leave them in our wills to our grandchildren. you just be conscious about if you are going to have to replace your pegs, what ones you choose.
Yeah.
You know, because, you want stuff that's going to last. This one, everyone's going to, like, we're going to go viral with this comment.
Oh, God. What comment?
Don't iron.
Oh, preach, sister. I've been saying this to my mum for years. Little did she know it was for the environment.
That's right. You knew something.
Why don't we iron, Jackie?
Obviously, you're using power, but it will also deteriorate the quality of the fabric.
Wow.
So your clothes won't last as long. And it's just not necessary. It's just not necessary, right? But how I get around this, my husband's just started to wear shirts for work.
Because he's profesh.
Because he's so profesh. And I also wear a lot of dresses because I'm a lady. Why are you laughing so hard?
Oh, sorry.
I actually just hang them on the coat hanger directly. Even more time saving is hang the ones that you're going to hang directly into your cupboard. So time saving.
It's the best.
And the actual weight of the water as it's drying will iron it for you.
Love it. Love it.
And then as we're talking about ironing, one of the least sustainable is dry cleaning. It's not very many options. I mean, there's a lot of dry cleaners now that are kind of saying that they're green. But there's not as many around, like really. I don't think that you could safely say. No. And that's because they use a lot of heavy chemicals.
You smell it when you go in there.
It's or walk like, past. You can smell yeah, that, you know. Yeah. When they give your stuff back to you, it's
covered in plastic. Yeah. You know, that thin plastic. Mm. Dude, who's dry cleaning? I don't know the last time I ever went to a dry cleaner's. Maybe chucked my wedding dress in there.
I don't even dry clean my wedding dress. Just soaked it in the bath. Just one other thing that we use in my house is that you can also use grey water for your washing machine.
Mm-hmm.
So my laundry sink and my front loader are connected to the grey water that is connected to the two tanks that sit by the side of our house.
Mm-hmm.
There is nothing wrong with washing your clothes in the grey water. Like, that's just reflecting it from the roof. You just have to just get it plumbed through.
Can I ask you a question about that?
Yeah.
Isn't grey water the water that is discarded from a washing machine? Because you're saying that you wash with tank water.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
But then, like, you know how some people, like how your washing machine will run a rinse cycle and then collecting that, instead of pushing that down the drain, people collect that rinsed water from the washing machine.
Yeah.
And I thought that was grey water. And then you can do things with that grey water.
Like water the garden. Let's ask Google.
What is grey water?
Here's the definition of grey water. The relatively clean wastewater from baths, sinks, washing machines, and other kitchen appliances.
There you go.
Okay.
So you don't wash with grey water.
No, I wash with tank water. Sorry.
That's okay.
We used to do that. We used to have a pipe in our front loader that went out through the window.
Yes. That's what people do. I don't do it here.
No, I don't do it at my house either.
I should do that. I think my grandma does it. And she collects it in tubs and then, my grandmother also collects her shower runoff. She showers with a bucket next to her and collects the excess.
And uses that to water the plants and stuff like
that. Yeah, but that is grey water.
Yes, you're right.
Yeah.
Ah, see, just got to work through it.
Learning.
So maybe that's something actually because we are doing a rebuild of our house that I might have to factor in because the laundry, at the moment, our laundry is in the centre of the house. So there's no...
Same with mine.
Yeah. So I don't know where you collect it. You don't want to collect it and then it overflows things or...
No, you don't.
So another area for us to kind of improve and work on that. But yeah, I was thinking that you could just have a pipe that went out and then maybe it runs to as part of the sprinkler to water all the the trees or something. I know we're diverting from the laundry, but when the kids have a bath, I then put my plants in that bath.
The dunk them in.
Plants, and I just dunk them in, line them all up, give them a good soaking. Lise, as we've just talked through all that, I've learnt new things.
Yeah, how good is that? How good is it? You just need to give yourself the opportunity to talk about things and then you learn.
Mm. We don't need to be the experts. That's what we've kind of...
Hello, we have Google.
Have we established that?
Google knows all.
So, as always, we appreciate you listening to this podcast and we thank you for your support and we thank Valerie, our listener, for sending in that suggestion.
We hope that we and Google have inspired you and encouraged you to become a
more sustainable you.
Sustainable You can be found on Instagram at Sustainable You Pod, on Facebook at Sustainable You Podcast, or connect via email at sustainableyoupod@gmail.com. Episodes are created by Lisa and Jackie. If you appreciate the podcasting information shared, please like, subscribe, and share. If you are listening on iTunes, Jackie and Lisa would appreciate you giving them a 5-star rating and writing a review to help other people find their podcast.